Watson Hall presents
The Pirates of Drynax, 2nd edition, with Nick Marsh as the Games Master.
The Trojan Reach, the place where empires die.
An oasis of culture and technology in a dangerous and barbaric sector.
Drynax itself was blasted to ash, leaving the floating palace as the only remaining property of the King of Drynax.
He will give you the Harrier as your ship and more. He will give you a letter of mark and reprisal.
Solitary worlds can't bloody hold out against a God's cursed empire.
You take the Harrier and you cut a bloody swathe across the stars. Every ship in space is your legal prey. We do this right, and we'll show there's life in this old empire yet.
An excellent way to make a lot of money really quickly.
They wanted me to be on the prison planet, and I didn't.
Reaching out pleadingly towards us.
I want to build something that lasts.
Wealth distribution is a perfectly reasonable idea.
Or carve out a new kingdom in blood and steel!
Oh, God, that's disturbing. You were in a fight. Well, not really.
Fight is a little bit implies...
We hope it's going to go like a good cops fight.
They have, in any way, shape or form, a chance to hurt us in some way.
You may need to recap for me here.
Like a good cops fight.
You were in a space fight, only not in space.
Yeah, we are at a space flight fight with sighting systems and weapons designed to reach out and touch somebody thousands of miles away, and we're doing it at about 500 feet. So, yeah.
Right, we were hiding behind a mountain, weren't we?
You have just... The people
I remember,
of Marduk
yes.
are frequently raided by the Ogmans. So you decided to help.
They're raided by the Osmonds.
No, not that many teeth. The Ogmans, who are sort of a feudal but high-ish tech society. They often come around and raid people and then raid them and raid them until they've got nothing left except each other, and then they take them as slaves, which is what they were planning to do this time. You'd done some information gathering, worked out a pattern of one of the raiding parties.
And then just shot them, if I recall.
Well, basically, but it was a planned shooting. You warned the natives, you believe. You'd set up a warning system. And you triggered that. The ships came down. One of them landed. And I think I'm right in saying as soon as it landed, you took off.
That was the basic idea, yeah.
Something like that. Because you were worried that they were going to do.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we had them under direct observation anyway, so...
You were just going off energy signatures and things. But the idea was, I think you were worried that they would start like a strafing run if you left it too long. So you took up... Sam blew its power plant out of its ass, of the flying ship, and also blew its fuel tank out. Neither of which, disappointingly, are explosive. So the ship plummeted.
Spaceships are volatile for the really scary stuff.
It makes sense. Even hydrogen, well, I guess pressurised hydrogen.
Compared with antimatter? Yeah, put it on a birthday cake.
So, well, I mean, there's probably impressive smoke and flames as it drops to the floor. I am going to give the ship a health roll because we decided they probably would have a backup power system for the grav. Otherwise, they've just fallen a kilometre in a spaceship and then hit the ground and slowed down rather more quickly than
would
they were hoping.
That's only 3,000 feet. If you're any risk of going faster, it would be much below that.
I was thinking that myself, but that's way lower than a plane flies. It's not that high. And for a strafing run where they're just trying to scare people, you can see a ship that's up a kilometre and it still looks quite close. They drop some distance and thunk into the ground. And what did I say I was going to do? Yes, their ship is going to have a health roll. It is not the best maintained ship in the world. So I'm going to give them a -2... penalty to the health of the ship, which I think is like 12 or something.
Usually.
I think maybe just leave them with 12 for the ship, and then when you roll 15 or 16, as you always do.
As I usually will, yes. Yeah. Okay. No, actually, the minus two did it, but I think that's fair enough. It's not a well-maintained ship. So it drops to the ground. There is a...
Jaffa gets to do a little insert here. Listen, kids, that's why it matters.
There is a brief flicker of light. The ship is falling. It's up to you guys at this point. You've certainly shot one out of the sky. The situation on the ground, because these are... It's like a three-minute... situation. You fly up, you shoot them, the ship drops to the ground near the other one, not on top of it. The other ship has the back door, the caudal aperture, if you like, open and a ramp out. And at the time you were shooting, there were several hombres on the landing ramp. It's quite easy to see down that far because you guys aren't doing that much. It's Sam that was doing most of the work. Obviously, they look up. One of them starts shouting, as far as you can tell, at the others.
I believe it is Sam's job to bring us into a menacing hover, TM.
I'll have a go.
We're actually piloting, wasn't it?
Actually, yeah. I mean, to be fair, Sam can now take back over control.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, dodge the blame, then sure, yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
I'm sat with you, and I'll hold your hand if need be,
The situation
don't do
over
that.
There...
I won't have the movement.
Now you're over the mountain. Yes, one of the ships has landed. The back of that scout is pointing towards the settlement, which is probably some 300 or 400 metres from them. There's no one in sight that you can see, so presumably your warning got through. Otherwise, they may have noted. And so there's three people sort of scattered out on the ramp. One of them is holding up some kind of machine pistol, possibly. They've all got large...
Excellent. They're going to try and shoot us with small arms.
Great.
Well, one of them is holding... They've all got large kind of melee weapons of some kind. Obviously more... And a lot of it, like everything with these guys, it's all sort of intimidation, look at my big chopper kind of thing. But you can't see that well from where you are at the moment. Or you can't see... Well, I suppose you can magnify up. But that's up to you guys. Okay. So one of them is shooting something in the air. He's not shooting at you. He's shooting his gun in the air and shouting something. So over to you, chaps. Them as well.
This is a really stupid question.
Well, don't ask it.
Have you got any external microphones?
Microphones or speakers?
Microphones. Well, no, I want microphones for the first bit because I want to know what they were saying.
We may not be able to pick up that sort of resolution. I don't think we've got specialised kit like that.
It's quite loud, what with the spaceship plummeting to the ground next to them, someone shooting and shouting.
Now, once we get the laser turret fitted up again...
Mm. No, we've already got the laser turret. It's the missile.
Oh, well, that's just a simple matter of software then, but I don't think you've written it.
Mm. Oh, will you modify it into some kind of sonar device?
Laser microphone.
Okay. It would need to be pinpoint, wouldn't it? Anyway, what would you like to do? It's not really ship combat at this point. They are on the ground deciding what to do. So it's up to you guys.
I suppose we could, turn the jets in their general direction and then floor it.
The plan is the menacing hover so that they surrender.
I'll hover menacingly.
A menacing hover is a good way of backing up the demand to surrender.
Yeah, I'm thinking, if there's a language problem or something, the fact that we've just shot their engine out and we're now hovering, that does seem to me to constitute a full sentence and expect a reply.
You shot the engine out of
there. You have a cat problem
there
at the moment.
Yeah, speak particle beam, yeah.
You shot the engine out of their colleagues, other ship is on the ground.
We can shoot the engine out of this one if they want to.
So you're zooming down, in a kind of scary fashion?
I'm thinking some sort of heat haze shimmer and probably lens flare.
Mm-hmm. You don't have film directors.
Can I take it?
The process is overloaded. Well, let's have a piloting role to see how flashy you can. You're not going to come a cropper.
I'm not trying to be too flashy. I'm trying to look. This is business. We're flying like a mullet. Business up front.
I see. Ow, shit. Sorry. Sorry, I was just bitten by a cat.
And we've rolled a 6. I think our pal was doing a 15, so we should be all right now.
It's quite impressive. Okay, so you swoop down in a really rather terrifying fashion to these... as you get closer, so what sort of height are you hovering at?
4 inches. No, I don't know. 20 feet?
Well, that's
6 metres?
That's a good number.
Okay. All right, so you're really coming in quite close to them.
Oh, yeah. So I'm not wasting a roll like that.
These guys, and they are males, human males, are dressed in kind of... it's combat armour, but it's all been... Like everything with these jerks, it's kind of elaborate, made to look a bit like a leather cuirass or chainmail. They have a combination of Kinky Max stuff and Space Vikings. Big beards.
Have I got a crossbow bolt out of a coach spring? That's a classic.
No, they haven't. Okay, so as you're swooping in, this guy who's shouting looks up at the air. And what are you screaming over the...
on the radio,
saying calmly?
Surrender on the radio, or die.
We will contact them and say basically they have 10 seconds to surrender.
Okay.
Probably I'm doing that because A, I'm not doing something else, and B, I have the intimidation skill.
Let's have electronics operation sensors to tune into their frequency.
That's fair enough. I do that too. 7 by 6.
Okay. Yes, they're using the standard Space Viking channel. It's pretty clear from their emissions where
she get on the horn.
What they're doing. I don't mean they're shitting themselves.
Don't.
Oh, I did. Sorry. I should have left it more subtle, shouldn't I? It's not really my style.
To be fair, subtlety never really was your strong point, I think.
Okay. I'm going to give you an intimidation check, Rosane. Now you're going to get plus... What did you get? 6. Is that a critical success, a 6, with your skill?
Does he get a bonus for growling?
Fucking hell.
No, that was the piloting you're talking about.
Yes, yeah.
No, it's a 15 to 6. If it's a 5 or 6, you need to make it by 10 to get a correct.
Okay. Okay. So...
I can remember that. I can never remember what the fumble rules are.
I'll give you a plus 1 for... the piloting, and a plus... Bloody hell. sorry, let me just extract this cat from my legs. Because I'm wearing shorts. plus your charisma. Your Varga doesn't really apply here, I'm afraid.
That's fair enough. It may not even be obvious. I do actually speak Galangic natively, so...
But... You'll be a minus 3 because of the guy you're doing it to. So I forgot what that gives you plus 1, I think.
Normally
basically.
That would be that he gets a plus 3 on his will.
Ooh.
Or his will is just 3.
That makes more sense. Whatever. And then I get to roll something.
Right, so I'll have that. And, okay, it's not a critical. It's a pass by 7.
That incredibly does not beat him. I've rolled a 6, so it doesn't beat his pass by 9. No, he hasn't got a will. He's got a will of 13, so pass by 7. What did you pass by 7?
Yes.
6.
7.
Okay, it's a draw.
Normally that would succeed for the defence.
Yeah, okay. So... What are you saying? Surrender or die?
Yes.
I'm
not addressing him specifically. If the elves want to step back from him in that traditional manner, I'm not going to stop them.
They look to him. The other two guys. He points to the back of the ship.
Sam, do the thing.
And points to one of the other guys who starts shooting around in the undergrowth. At this point, they need to make...
Shooting around in the undergrowth? Sorry,
they're just shooting the undergrowth nearby. They can't see anyone.
Yeah, so, Sam, could you do the thing, please? Could you shoot this fool before he causes any actual trouble?
Okay,
it might take out a good chunk of the...
These weapons aren't designed for anti-personnel.
Well, you shoot... Listen, speaking
we're not,
as a...
We're not so much take shooting him, we're shooting the ramp.
As an occasional traveller player, it's much easier to shoot the hex that they're standing in than the actual person.
Well, you said you were within like 10, 20 feet or so.
Oh, yeah. We are beyond point blank.
But that means you're upside down, presumably.
Well, that's fine.
I'm trying to keep an angle.
Working turret and shoot the bug with the shotgun.
Do you want me to get closer and you can just bite his ankle?
You are not opening that bloody... It's not designed to be opened that way.
But when the missiles it left it half open to space.
Can I angle the turret at him and then shoot the ramp?
Right, okay. So, hang on. I've got a number of things trying to be gone. We're saying you were in on the bridge.
I'm at the comms and sensors station. It's going to take me a while to get to anywhere else, so other things will happen first.
Jaffa, you weren't doing anything particularly. Sam,
I'll take over control of the ship again.
Well, Sam can just, to be honest, if he locks the turret forward, he could just point the ship in the right direction.
It's not like they're dodging about, is it?
The turret's more useful.
I'm just aiming towards the bottom end of the ramp in the theory then that there's a little less repairing involved. I don't want to destroy half of the ship.
Okay, so you tilt the ship down. One of them, I mean, you can't hear what's going on, but one of the guys is pointing at one of the bushes and kind of gesticulating and yelling something. But before the fellow on the ramp can do much, you shoot the ramp. So let's have a gunnery roll.
I've rolled a 10. And my gunnery is 14.
Okay. Is this just one shot, or are you doing like full auto?
Just one shot. Okay, well, you know, I'm not trying to murder everybody there.
No, and he's also basically already had a near fall from basically putting too many holes in the first ship.
We won't work out. I mean, you are right next to this thing. You just have to. Basically, vaguely hit the right area, and it
This isn't an area weapon, is it? Because I had this terrible experience in Spacemaster involving a mise en burst cannon.
Technically, no.
The words "I'll pick him off over your shoulder" came from the turret.
A warning shot. It's not a precise. I mean, this is designed for thousand ton ships.
What I mean is, it doesn't have like a 50 meter area of effect.
It's probably a meter wide. I think it's fair to say something like that. I mean, you hit the ramp. The ramp disappears. I'm just wondering, what about the guy on it? To be honest. I mean,
probably not having a great day.
Abort to dodge?
I mean, you do, what is it, 5d6?
And that's decade scale damage, so multiply by 10.
Times 10. Minus his damage resistance. There
is a thing he can do if he's aware of where the attack is going to hit, which is the same thing you can do against an explosion, which is you can do a...
Run away from the place where
evasive dodge, effectively get you out of the blast radius.
Well, he will try that. I mean, he's got nothing else he can do. So he rolls his dodge.
So if he manages that, he might catch the fringe of it and take maybe half damage or something.
Let's say it's a save for half in my money. Of course, he's rolled a 16, so that's not going to happen. He thinks you're going to shoot left. He jumps right. You shoot right. There is a pillar of flame and a loud noise. How did you do with the damage there, John?
With the damage, sorry, I wasn't sure if we were doing damage because you seem to be talking about little things. So, a spectacular Seven, and you said it was 5d6, did you?
Yes.
I need another 2. Roll the 3 there. So amazingly, that's 10 I've rolled on 5d6.
That's rubbish, but it is 100 damage. So now you divide his DR. And what's the DR of kind of standard combat armor? Not that it matters too much, because it's effectively going to be 2 or 3 points. So he's going to take 97. Okay. Hit location is a bit moot in this case. Okay.
Maybe if he breathes in, it'll just graze him, you know.
To be fair, my arm is 15.
Mm. Particle beam divides that by 5.
Okay, that's 3.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, 97.
We're trying to help the guy out. We're doing everything we can.
I don't think
if you
possibly
use the radiation rules.
Particle beam blotted. He would have to have 20 health to not be utterly vaporized, I believe.
Does he have 20 health?
No, he doesn't have 20 health. He has 11.
Certainly not.
He's considered quite tough on Ogba. There's a flash and a beam. The ramp disappears. There is a scorched area of grass. And Anthrax Gristlebeard, the pirate that I had spent some time considering over, disappears. You rotten shit.
Wow.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
There's no recoil to speak of. Okay, the ramp is gone. The two guys, one of them is kind of staggering because he was closer to the blast. He's staggering to one side. His armor is on fire, so he's dropped to the floor, and he's holding the side of his face with a very charred arm. He's not looking very well. The other guy, who was gesticulating into the bushes, leans into the bush and grabs something and pulls it up. And it is a young boy, teenager, something like that. It's hard to tell. These guys are on the smaller side, not having the best nutrition where they are. Pulls him out. The kid is struggling in his grasp, and this guy pulls him to his chest and turns around to the ship, and is trying to sort of use him as a... Obviously, this is a hostage situation. What this kid was doing in the bush, you've no idea. They did manage to... I did roll my spot. So it was all above board.
Where does the ramp come down on our ship? Does it lower down from the front, sort of from the nose, or does
That's
it come outside?
That's a good question on the Harrier. I think it is more in the middle... You probably clamber up like the ram scoop area.
But if it was to lower, if you walked down it, would you be facing the front of the ship? Or would it be to the side or the back?
This is where some kind of plan of the Harrier would come in handy, isn't it?
No, wait till I put the conical ships. PDF.
Landing gear access, no.
If
cargo
it's
bay.
If
the cargo
it's a bit
bay is
problem,
right at the back of the ship, and so basically Serenity style, it will open at the back of the ship, the cargo bay.
What's
the
slight?
The ramp.
Slight issue there.
Serenity does it, but never mind.
Oh yeah, you're right. It's a good point. Anyway, unlike Serenity, this this Harrier.
Actually, isn't Serenity at the front?
Yes,
it is, yeah. Sorry. I've got a little Serenity certainly in my pocket. That makes it sound like I'm carrying guns.
Sorry?
But I'm not. I've got a small metal figurine of the Firefly class Serenity in my pocket. But the Harrier,
pocket.
I mean, it could be at either end of the cargo bay, but I think, to be honest, for ease of loading, it's probably going to be at the back of the Harrier.
Well, the engine though. Okay, so that's not going to work. I was just going to... just sort of lock the ship where it was, lower the ramp and shoot the guy.
Well, yeah, you're sort of, Harry is sort of pointing like that currently.
Yeah, well, I can straighten up, you see, but I don't really want him being shot with a shotgun because that's obviously a bit of an issue.
Not ideal.
Don't worry, it's not like I'm not going to use the shot.
The problem.
Let's
the
have
problem
what you're
got,
all doing at this point, because it's
well, I'm just
a
thinking,
the short situation.
I'm going to try more intimidation.
So you're shouting out over the microphone. Let's have a first of all a perception.
Try
for you,
go on, same. Shoot him. See if we care.
Only made it by one.
Okay. Something is drawing your attention to the sensor panel before you say anything. You're not quite sure what, but something's happening.
Down
sensor
up,
panel, did you say?
Somewhere else.
Okay, so you pause to look at the sensor panel. Jaffa, what are you doing?
I'm basically shadowing what Sam's doing pretty okay. much, because I'm not sure when he's about to, because if he suddenly takes control of the turret and actually has a turret again, I need to be flying.
You need to be flying. So you're basically co-pilot currently.
Yeah,
Sam,
exactly that.
What's your plan?
Well, I was just thinking, he must know that he can't actually kill the hostage, because then we'll just kill him.
He might not have thought through the whole plan.
Yeah. I'm going to activate the ramp. Jaffa, you need to just take over for a moment, would you? And I'm going to trot down the ramp.
See, to be fair, one thing we could do is kill the hostage.
Yes, that has occurred to me, but...
And him at the same
if
time.
If we don't... Yes, if we don't kill the hostage... If we don't kill the hostage, or at least if we try not to kill the hostage... That might avoid some, you know.
We do have strategic goals here.
It would be better for us to be, you know, 100% heroes, I think.
You all have code of honor pirate, don't you? But
just
sure
fly it while I go down the ramp.
He is not a powder monkey.
He is an innocent. I don't think that's going to worry you too much. Sense of duty. Does anyone have any disadvantages they feel would give them significant disquiet about?
No,
I know at the beginning. I can't see
it's not that I've got. It's not that I've got significant, you know, actual things on the character sheet about it. I'm just not going to be killing a hostage.
I've no access. It's just whether I'm going to let you without making you reg roll if it comes to that. I don't think any of you have. I'm not saying you all. That means you're all callous bastards. But you don't.
Yeah, I'm going to work very hard against that.
Okay, so you are sort of lowering the ship and lowering the ramp. Rusain, it doesn't take a sensor roll to notice the other ship is powering up and ready to take off.
Wow.
It hasn't escaped the notice of the man on the ground that this is also happening, and he is shouting something at the ship and waving his... He's got a little... some kind of slug thrower pistol.
Who's taking off?
The ship on the ground.
Oh, number two.
The ship that we're flying right by. We've just shot their thing off.
You've just shot their ramp off, yes.
Oh,
it is powering up and ready to take off. No, that is not going anywhere.
Okay, can you put a bolt through the windscreen then? Assuming we can see their windscreen.
I mean, I can have a go. I'm not great at this by any means.
Or you could just shoot it anywhere.
I'm not a gunner. I can fly.
You're more of a lover.
I can fly. And
well,
I can
the problem you would have there is Sam has just flipped the ship to lower the ramp.
Ah, okay. Right, okay. No. In which case, then, I maneuver.
You are low enough that you could probably shoot over your own hull at it. But it would be a tricky shot.
Not a chance. I've not got a skill in it, so.
But it's GURPS. You've got a skill in absolutely everything. It's just kind of
not a
tiny,
big one.
Tiny.
Compensated fans are default to like you. He's probably still worse than you.
So the guy on the ground is yelling and waving his pistol and has actually started shooting it at his comrade's ship. He's clearly not happy about the whole situation. The kid doesn't look terribly...
Sorry, hang on, I'm now confused. I thought the ship that this guy was from is the one that's taking off.
Yes.
He's now shooting at his own.
He's
ship.
Not. On
is
the
he
ship.
Now on the ground?
He's on the ground. He was on the ground anyway. In the foliage and, to grab the kid. He can't get back on the ship because there's no ramp. Right.
He was rummaging through the undergrowth.
There is clearly someone else right. on okay, the so. Ship who is attempting to get away from this situation. The man on the ground is. You can read his body language. He's unimpressed with this plan.
I am going to manoeuvre the ship around then, so that were Sam to come back to his seat, he will be able to shoot.
You could just land on top of him and push him slowly back to the ground.
That does damage to
Chaff is thinking of all the scratches.
Well, yeah. Not if we land with the landing gear. I mean, that's a field replaceable part.
But it's not up to me. So, Rusain, okay. you're suggesting this. Sam yeah, has headed off back
I'm
to
also
the...
heading out in the direction Sam went on the basis that I plan to do some personal weapon scale things.
The con is yours, Mr. Tunnock.
I do hope you're carrying some explosives, because that would be helpful with the tossing something in through the open hatchway
right, okay,
bit.
So,
but I'm not.
Oddly, okay. yes.
I am.
We'll stick with Jaffa while Sam and Rusain head
okay,
towards
so
the back
of the
ship.
Skill of 14. Do we have any negatives at the moment?
You're in atmosphere, which will give you some negatives if you're doing some kind of special maneuver.
All I'm planning on doing is basically just putting the ship directly over their ship so that they can't take off.
I mean, they could. It wouldn't stop them. I guess what you'd have to do is push down with more G than they can push up, which is easy enough to do, I guess. But it will
We've not
scratch
got
the paintwork somewhat.
I know, that's what's worrying me.
Plus, unless you sort of sandwich them to the ground, they can always go forward instead of up, and then go up.
If
you want, you've got enough Gs. I mean, this scout ship can pull two Gs, probably. You can easily overpower it engine to engine. If that's
you're the man
you
with the 1,000 G's, right? Why, G-man girls, guns,
okay,
guts.
Okay, so I want to basically pretty much do that then. I'm just going to land on it and push it down. I've rolled 11.
Your ramp,
excellent
your,
plan, sir.
Your rear ramp is open.
We can shut that.
Well, I am going to be screaming, shut the fucking ramp.
Well, you can do that from there if you want to.
Or I'll shut it directly.
Okay, so you guys are heading to the back of the ship.
I'm going to trot down the ramp.
As you're heading to the ramp, the emergency ramp closing, comes on.
Oh, so I've got a red light. Well, based on precedent...
You shit.
What?
That's a painful subject.
When have you jumped off a spaceship? I was watching a thing about skydiving recently. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to just run through, drop the couple of feet to the floor, and trot out of the way of the jet wash, I think, is probably mainly what I'm doing.
It's okay. Crunch of gravity wash.
It's quite safe. Really? Okay, you tumble out of the... Well, no, it's not quite safe, because 6 G's on your head is probably not ideal. But it's not going to melt you. So that's something. We'll just break every bone in your body.
I think Sam is probably a bit ahead of me. I don't know whether I'm going to make it out as well.
I think unlikely. Let's have a dex or an athletics check from Sam. It's a little fall.
What useful skills do I have? Acrobatics?
Yeah, I think that's fair enough. Yeah.
Cool. And I roll 7. I have 12.
Okay, you land with the fall. You roll perfectly as the ship sort of starts to take off and catch up with the ship ahead. The ramp slams shut behind you. Rusain, you see this? You see Sam dropping out. You could run and risk it, or you could wait here. You reckon?
I'm overconfident, but I'm not impulsive.
Cowardly, aren't they? Farkers, they don't try to show off.
I love the idea of him dropping out thinking he's made it and then his tail getting caught in the ramp. chains dangling from it. Sorry.
You know,
sorry,
we have to modify the backseat for that especially.
Just off screen.
To wag. It's an important part of signalling.
Okay.
He drops out of sight and then you see the ship come up all the way and he's hanging there like Wile E. Coyote, the small sign.
I definitely have that expression on his face. All right, we'll get to you, Sam, in a second. Rusain, you're at the back. The ship's taking off again.
Yeah, I'll get back to the bridge.
Okay, you run back to the bridge. Jaffa, piloting role to... It's basically a contested piloting role, but you're getting plus +4 because you've got 4 more G than them.
I have...
Plus +4 to your skill, 10. I should say. They have failed their piloting role, so they attempt to take off...
I suppose it might not actually be their pilot. I mean, it could just be any of the crew. We don't know how good he is.
And indeed, it might be that we've just vaporised their pilot.
You're generally going to leave your pilot on this ship. But you don't know about these guys. You know. Anyway, he hasn't got that higher skill.
The engineer, but that's mostly because the engineer's basically got his head in the middle of a something and basically goes bugger off.
So Jaffa, there is a horrid scraping noise and a crunching noise as you. So what are you doing? You're literally pinning it to the ground.
I'm basically pancake. Yeah, I want to basically pancake it.
Okay, there is the whine of contra gravity engines below you as something presses into the bottom of the ship. You push further down. There is further unpleasant scraping. You try not to think about
I'll try and basically do it at, sort of on our jacking point or whatever. So basically, it's
that's not like a dogging point, is it?
No, one of the main beams or something like that. You know, the jacking point for when you're lifting up a car.
Oh, I see
you know
what you
mean.
You
know those signs in Alien saying no power lift? It does not have one of them.
You tend not to have to jack up the Harrier all that much.
Yeah, but when you do, you really want to know how.
It's not going to, even with your slightly damaged hull, you know, the forces involved are not that way. It's going to leave some cosmetic damage for sure. Okay.
It's hardly an issue, is it?
Yes, but I've only just fixed the hollow suite.
Sam, you drop to the ground. Now the guy
turn and crouch.
There is a chance he hasn't seen. I mean, there is a lot going on. These are big ships. There's a chance he hasn't seen you. The chance
that would be lovely.
Would be, well, let's give him a perception check. Which is IQ, isn't it? Unless you've got something cleverer. Not his strong point. Oh, for fuck's sake.
You were saying it wasn't his strong
point.
He
was going to make it.
It's 15. GURPS, you normally make stuff, don't you? Anyway.
No, you roll basically 17, 16, 17, 18.
It's pretty variable with me, I can tell you. Our little runs are doing quite well. Then I roll low for damage as well.
I mean, when you're multiplying your damage by 10, it's less of an issue.
15, just for reference, for normal people is a 95% chance of success.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that.
Never tell me the odds.
I mean, 10 was a really rubbish roll. It was still enough to vaporise my NPC badly.
What do you mean a rubbish roll?
10 out of 30. No, it wasn't rubbish at all.
It was less than average. Was
minimising the collateral damage and making his engineers...
He destroyed the entire ramp and everything in a 1 metre radius.
But look on the bright side. The only stat of his that we've encountered was his willpower. So you can use that character sheet again for somebody else.
Thank you.
He's also going to have trouble flying into space with no ramp to close.
Hey, I was driving home thinking of a cool piratey space name, Anthrax Gristlebit. He wasn't Anthrax Gristlebit. One of the other ones could be. I've said it now.
Okay.
He died.
Vaporized the ship.
If only I'd been Anthrax Gristlebit, I could have survived that. That man's tough.
But wait. What, nobody knows that I'm not. I could start a new life as Anthrax Gristlebeard.
Sam.
I only had one more week on this. Yeah, I'm going to turn and crouch, and as soon as the dust has settled, I'm going to be aiming with my pistol to try and shoot this hopefully distracted guy who...
Yeah, so he's... I mean, he was holding the gun sort of vaguely in the Harrier's direction and the kid. This is all sort of
leaving
the wind out of his sails because his own ship starts taking off. The Harrier's more interested in that. He's kind of... The kid takes the opportunity to...
kick him in the nuts?
The traditional hostage manoeuvre. It's probably not going to do a lot, but we'll give him a try.
I think stamp on the instep, usual, but if you're a kid...
How do you make a Nazi cross?
Wrist.
Well, he basically elbows cool. backwards, which is possibly not the best move because
his elbows
quite
backwards.
Well Darbo. Yeah, these are mutated humans. Elbows into the kind of leather cuirass. Doesn't do any appreciable damage, honestly. But it stuns the guy to the point where the kid drops to the ground. And so you see this, Sam. He points his pistol at the kid and shouts, "Stay there!" What are you doing?
He shouts what?
It's Mangles.
Right. So he hasn't seen me, then?
If he's seen you, he's not reacted whatsoever to you.
Well, I will... how long do you have to aim to get a bonus? Is it a second?
One second
will give you plus one plus accuracy.
Yes.
Okay.
I think.
It's been a while. Just steady myself.
I'll just go
and aim for a second. And then I'll shoot him.
Well, that'll learn him.
I wonder if I'm any good with this gun. I should probably have looked up before.
Probably should have checked that, shouldn't you? Okay, what gun do you have?
It's a heavy pistol. Now, hang on.
Is it a laser pistol?
No. It's a slug thrower. I have a bit of I'm not going to say fetish because that's not the right word. Quirk, where he uses old-fashioned.
Okay, so for the second name, you have plus ack. If you have something you can brace it against, which you may well not, you get an extra plus one.
You haven't really, but there should be an ack number for your.
Is it
gun.
A pistol?
It's a pistol, yeah.
Oh, you can brace it with two hands.
Yeah, if you use it two-handed, you can count that as bracing.
Excellent. Does anybody know where this ack number is?
Do you have a weapons table anywhere? And if not, what's the weapon?
It's a heavy pistol, 10mm CLP, but it says primary and then it says APHC under it.
Yeah, that's a different slightly ammo different type. Use the primary.
Oh, I see, okay. Ah, ACK, 2.
Okay, so add 2, add 1 for the aiming. He is...
Right. No, add 1 for the bracing, but yeah.
Well, add 1 for the aiming and 1 for the bracing then, I think. So that's plus 4. You
no,
can't
it's,
add
it's,
more...
It's the ACK of 2 for the aiming
you
and
add
the
it,
1
yeah.
for the bracing.
Yeah, okay, so he is human size, not super far away, so I don't think there's any negatives. Mm-hmm. He's not moving particularly.
Is he counted as partial cover because of the hostage, or is the hostage
no
hostage
longer... No, the hostage just got out of the way.
Well, I mean, it's very close. No, I think that's fair. There is a thing about shooting into combat.
Yeah, basically, if you miss, then you have a chance of accidentally hitting somebody else.
Yeah, well, that's accidental. So okay, so I've got a plus 3 here, is what you're telling me.
I did, basically, yeah.
Okay, I have rolled a 7, and I've got guns at 14, so I think that's a hit.
Now, is this a single shot?
I think under 17. Pew. Single shot.
Okay.
I'm relying on it being quite distracting.
That's absolutely a hit. He doesn't know you're there, so he doesn't get a dodge.
Hang on. The damage is 4D plus 2, pi plus.
Piercing, I think.
Piercing plus.
Oh, is that what it is?
Anything that gets through his armour.
Isn't that more? That's different than impaling, is it? Anyway.
You've got different sorts of things. So basically you've got piercing, which is basically a small thing that will go in through damage.
So you should have a damage type that might be a PI or PI plus.
Yeah, this is PI plus.
Okay.
So, 4D. Oh, now we're rolling them out. So that's 16 and another 4. So 20 plus 2, 22. And then it says PI plus.
Okay, so he is wearing DR10 armour.
Right.
So that means 10 gets through into him.
Of the 22.
but it's piercing.
Oh, sorry, 12 gets through. Oh, piercing divides his armour. No,
it doesn't. No, it doesn't change the armour, but any damage that gets through the armour will increase by 50%.
That's what I thought. Okay, so 12 gets through, which ups to 18. Let's have a hit location. Unless you, well, it's too late to say you were.
I wasn't aiming specific. I was specifically aiming not to shoot the kid, but also for anything else. Just 3d6 gives me a 12. Which I think is his left arm.
Oh, it is his left arm. That is roughly where Moses is. But
is he left-handed?
No, he's right-handed.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. That's a pity.
All right, let's give him a chance.
Only one away
on
from the groin
on a
D6, shot.
He's left-handed. He's not. He's right-handed. Okay, you do 18 damage to his left arm.
If it was Cornish, it would be 1, 2, 3 on a D6.
So, I'm left-handed, you rotten shit.
So that will over-penetrate.
Which means he doesn't take the extra damage.
Which means he takes a whole lot of damage and the arm is useless, but...
But he doesn't die.
He doesn't die of it, yeah.
Well, he has to make a health check, presumably, because we just... Okay, you...
Yeah, most of his arm. I'm just checking this, because...
Basically, that's what happens.
To be fair...
Kind of a thud-thud.
Unless he's got high pain threshold, he ain't going to be doing anything the next round.
Oh, that was the thing I was going to mention later.
Yes, he's got a minus 18 to his...
No, he's got... It caps at 4. But it's basically minus 4 to anything he does.
Okay, but I want to see if he's got a chance of passing out from having his arm destroyed.
So, a major wound is loss of over half his hit points in one attack.
And it can't be, can it? Because he's only got a third of his hit points in his arm.
No, that's what I'm going to say. Anything more than that will be lost.
Okay. So he's got 12 hit points, which
so
means
he's taken
he takes
6. And the limb is crippled.
Okay. Okay, there's a pew. He screams. His arm.
He's the GM. Let him.
It's a light atmosphere. His arm is.
At the very least, it'll be a.
His arm is basically dangling by a few scrap of sinews. He yells. The kid dives into the undergrowth.
Well done, kid.
The guy spins to look at you. And it basically shoots off, not in a good way, he shoots into the undergrowth towards you. He's had no time to aim, he's at minus 4 to hit, so we'll give him a try. He's got an attack of 12, which means he's now got an attack of 8.
I suppose it's 8 and then any recoil.
Well, that only counts if he's firing more than one shot, which he will be. Okay, he fires off a multitude of shots. of course, I would roll a 15. Never roll this when I'm rolling stats for a character. So he spins, shoots wildly, his arm goes up in the air, not the other one, the one that's still attached, effectively. You'll never get a better of Anthrax Gristlebeard, he says.
Second.
This is definitely Anthrax, isn't it?
He doesn't say that. He's just screaming and shooting. Blood is spraying from his arm. Over to you. Well, the other guys are in the space. These things are taking a bit longer in the spaceship.
Okay, well, I'm shooting him again.
It's a bit harsh.
Do bear
Not really.
In mind, you can shoot up to your rate of fire bullets in one attack.
The kid is now well out of range. He has taken the opportunity to dive into the undergrowth.
And your recoil number is the margin you may need to hit by for each successive bullet to hit. So if you shoot 3...
Yeah, recoil's 3.
So if you hit exactly, you get 1 with a burst of 3. If you hit by 3, you get 2. If you hit by 6, you get all 3.
There's more rules. Okay. If it's a higher rate of fire, there's even more rules. But for that, yeah.
It's only a rate of fire of 3. It's
so I won't give you a bonus to hit, but you can potentially do more damage if you're accurate enough.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just pop off the little triplet then.
So this time you're still braced, but you're not aimed for another round for this shot.
Okay.
So you get the plus one from being praised.
I don't want him to aim and shoot back, really.
Yeah, he's doing a slowly pause. Okay.
Yeah. Are you steady now? Shall we go?
Yeah. Okay.
So that's plus one for the bracing. Is that right?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. The ack of two, that was for the aiming, was it?
Yeah, you haven't done that this
Okay. So, plus one, and I've rolled a nine, so that's 15 was the target.
And what's your recoil number on that?
Six. My recoil number is
three. So you hit him three times. Oh, your recoil's three. You hit him twice. Okay. The other shot flies past him. Let's have two hit locations before we get too carried away.
Oh, okay. 14 is the first one.
Oh, that's
his
left leg.
That's the left leg.
What have you got against his left thigh?
Just for future reference, by the way, you do have the option to say you're shooting at centre mass, and then you can just get a torso hit without having to roll.
Oh, okay. Okay. You'd have to target it. Right, well, my second hit location is five, which is the face.
The very last place he wanted you to shoot it. His face is unarmoured. Unless you get a beard as damage resistance.
Well, I do mind. I mean, in Roger's case, yeah.
Do you want to roll the face first? Because it may become...
No, I don't think so. I think we should go for the leg, shouldn't we?
Okay, all right, okay. His left leg has damage resistance 10, because he's still wearing the...
Okay, so that's... how's that managed to land on a corner? Just landed against a cable. So that is a roll of 14... hang on. That's for three dice. And 22 again.
Okay. Another 18 damage, which drops to six.
Yeah.
Which is enough to drop him to zero.
Legs work like arms.
Well, funnily enough, actually, you shot his leg off. So basically, yeah, he will actually drop down and fall over on the floor.
That's 11 and 14 plus 2, 16 is the shot
16
to the face.
In the face.
Ooh. 16 to the face when he's on zero health.
That is face, not skull. It's not as bad as it might be.
But all of that is
from his point
his
of view.
So we add another 8. So that's 24 damage to the face. Okay, he's on minus 3, 2 and a bit times his health.
It's his strength that matters, don't forget.
Oh, yeah, we're in Gatsworth. His strength is 13. He has made his... No, I thought health for dying was...
You make the health roll for dying, but it's the multiple of your hit points that matters, which is your strength.
Oh, I see, okay. Well, he hasn't died, which he may regret.
That was a mistake, and I will...
Matter
I will
of time,
stand
though.
...stand on that hill and go down with it.
You can see why they did it. He's on
massive
He is currently, for the record, he's on minus 2.5 times his health.
He's also just taken 2 major wounds, so he's going to have to make 2 knockdown rolls, the second one for the face at minus 5.
Now I roll a 5 for the leg. How does he not fall over when you've shot his leg off? Okay.
He was probably leaning on his right leg more because of the getting shot in the left arm. I
roll an 18 for his face shot.
To be fair, that's not good, is it? I feel that he doesn't so much fall over as pirouettes gently in the air several times.
Tell me a handgun.
Okay, there's a...
Did you fail by 5 or more with the modifier?
His health was 13, so yes, I did.
In that case, he's knocked out.
That's probably a mercy, to be honest.
He's got any teeth.
Well, it's a critical fail. I don't know if you can critical fail a health.
No, you can't.
Okay.
And if you ever read Dalton Trumbo's Johnny Got His Gun? Because he seems to be in a similar position to the protagonist of that novel.
You have shot his arm off. You've fractured his femur. Okay, there's a crack as he drops to the floor. And then as he's dropping, you pop off another shot. His head jerks back. He falls backwards in the grass. The gun drops to the floor beside him. You're pretty sure he's out of the combat. Let's put it that way.
That's fine.
Now, as a great
mind you, so am I now.
This is all the money Niska gave us in advance.
The kid pops up from the ground. Mister, you shot him! Mister!
You okay? I say in a Ace Rimmer sort of fashion. You're okay there, little shaver.
He's running towards you.
Oh, in which off, case, kid. I've still got another six rounds.
Two in there. Okay, meanwhile, Jaffa and Rursan have had enough time to grab a beer, incredibly.
It hardly seems responsible, does it?
Oh, I fly better when I got a bit of a load on. I don't even have a fighting skill.
Oh, dear.
Was it AD&D where in a fight you were actually better off if you got drunk first because it increases your hit points temporarily?
Yeah. AD&D you actually had, but you were slightly more difficult to for you to hit, but you actually got once you got over a certain number, you actually got, and it was per die that you actually got extra hits. So if you were like a 7th or 8th level character, it was worth it.
It's not really a game they ran the numbers on before publishing, is it?
Well, I think it was just, yeah, here is the thing. What do you do if you're drunk? You feel tougher. Okay, well, let's give you the rules for that.
Yeah, but you could also... it was in Murphy's Rules that at some level, I forget which it was, the average fighter could survive a fall from any height.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think you could get hit by a cannonball above 4th level and it couldn't do enough damage to hurt you.
Yeah. Well, one of my favourites is from Palladium, where you will take more damage from screwing up a parachute roll than you will from simply dropping.
What, do you garrote yourself with it? I mean...
yeah.
I think that sounds like a GM running up the stairs, which is...
Running is a bit strong.
It's a bit much, isn't it?
He's young, though.
Look, he's charging back.
He's young. He's a mere 50.
I know I couldn't run like that when I was 50.
Oh, I don't... Yeah, I think you probably could. You were still young.
No.
Yeah, you were doing...
No, he was definitely fitter than me.
You were marching across the country at that point.
No, that was earlier. I mean, I was doing a lot of cycling... But he didn't cycle upstairs, did he? Didn't cycle upstairs, did you, Nick?
In many ways, I'm always cycling. No, I didn't.
I don't want you to know.
Right.
I am just having a quick look at the morale rules.
Well, he's unconscious. Does that make...
No, the pilot.
You should imagine his morale is in the shitter. But, you know...
He's not having a great day. Well, do you know what? Given that you've shot his left arm and his left leg off, he's actually all right.
Well, no, I mean, he's still got his torso.
So he's probably bleeding a bit. But,
you know. Well, yeah, but it was a joke, because he's...
Yeah. Right, the little kid's going to come and kick him in all the squishy bits.
In all the
right
places.
Yes.
Smack him in the ravioli. No, not ravioli, bro.
Kick him in the
What's
ravioli?
What's the matter with you? I mind your blood.
Gladioli.
I told you to kick him in the cannoli. What are you doing, kick him in ravioli? Ridiculous.
Okay, he needs to get 8 or more. Okay. Oh, of course he didn't. Okay, all right. Okay. okay, the ship... Rasen, you're heading back to the bridge. There is some activity outside, but you're kind of occupied. The ship underneath you stops kind of bucking and weaving. And a voice comes over the comms. All right. I don't want any trouble, says the voice, somewhat optimistically.
Bless his cotton socks. He's got a quite cross engineer that he's had to basically... he's going to be replacing panels and everything.
Just let me go.
You know you'd be meaning to put some new audios on that lander gear anyway.
Just let me go, free. I won't cause any trouble.
Well,
Hello? Hello?
You won't cause any trouble when we let you go free. With no weapons and no armour in the middle of the village.
Is that what you're saying?
No, of course not.
Is your disturbing voice a sort of a Welsh accent?
You got slightly Welsh there.
Yes.
So where would you like to be let go? I mean, I should point out Ogmarie
on the
table.
Just... they brought me along. It's my first time. I didn't want to do it. I love all these people.
Brought me along. It's my first time, says the man who looks 90.
It's and got a series of notches carved into his prosthetic arm.
So what I'm hearing here is CT Spacebar.
Sure. Yeah. It's good. You can take whoever you like. We won't. There's a hesitation as he looks around the cockpit and realises there isn't really a we anymore. So,
I
apart from what he's sitting in.
The word you're looking for is I. Sucker.
Coincidentally, I is what his shipmate's probably looking for when he wakes up. If he wakes up.
I, Captain. Where has it gone?
A bit more rain.
At this point, the ship will land, and the sole remaining raider will let you board. You know, to cut a long story short, the gentleman on the ground is not having a great day, medically speaking.
Mm-hmm. I'm largely ignoring him. I'll probably have kicked the weapon out of the way, but.
Well, no, we've taken the weapon on the grounds that if nothing else...
If you want it, I don't.
Little Moses...
I'll stick some spray seal on him so he doesn't bleed out.
Little Moses runs up to Sam. Are you a bounty hunter, sir? That's incredible what you did
How
to him.
How dare you?
Are you not? What? You saved my life, sir.
What's
I just wanted
story?
To see...
Are we freedom fighters or are we pirates? I've kind of lost track.
Cue the national anthem. We are the resurgent Drenax Empire.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
There you go.
Drenax.
Where did we get that flag from? Never mind.
After a while, the people emerge from the shelters. A woman and a man run up to the kid. Moses, there's a bit of slapping. A bit. Why were you doing? I wanted to see the fight.
Stop
so
slapping
badly.
Your parents, Moses.
He snuck out, given the prior warning, and hid outside. He wanted to see some action. He saw some action.
Well, he's seen some action. There you go. You know, I won't always be around to save you.
You're my hero. When I grow up, Mr.
You don't need to know my name.
I'm going to be just like you.
Aren't you going to give me a copy of your album?
Unemployed. No, I don't carry around copies of the album.
Yeah, how's he going
to
play?
We need to talk about your publicity management, mate.
Yeah. I'll get one sent on to you. Now, what format? Mini disc?
Yeah, they're primitive enough for that.
Yeah, even here, that's fair enough. Actually, it was the superior technology, maybe.
Well, yes, it just had a few downsides.
No, but they used it.
That's the primary one, yes. So, are we just going to throw these guys to the wolves? No offence.
Okay, so the five...
We might just leave them with the villagers.
The five in the crashed ship,
that's
their
right.
Gravity didn't work. So they are not
Sounds
so
like
much...
gravity worked very well indeed.
Exactly.
That wasn't gravity, that was inertia.
Yeah, they were introduced to the laws of physics in a quick
terminal.
And messy way. And looking in the cockpit, you are reminded that under certain circumstances, the human body behaves rather like water. It is a mess in there.
Mm. No, it's more like a watermelon.
Well,
have you ever dropped
water.
A water balloon off a really tall building and you yes, put some dye in the water first? It's like that.
I have actually been involved in a sketch that featured dropping a watermelon from the very top of a building in the auditorium to explode on the stage below. And no matter how far you think that's going to go and how well you've put sheeting around for that eventuality. It'll go further.
Somebody gets wet.
I have a serious proposal.
You've made a t-shirt for that.
As far as our captives are concerned. Which is, if we leave them here with the villagers, their lives are going to be short. If we take them back to the Star Town and turn them over to, I guess it's company justice, then...
Have they got a ransom?
Do you mean a bounty?
A bounty, yes.
The main one was on the guy who no longer exists in any meaning.
You see, I'm wondering...
Resolution video off the gun camera.
I'm thinking that the villagers here might be persuaded to come to a compromise with a bit of poetic justice and maybe take these guys into slavery so that they can work off their debt.
Okay, the headman, so you've been surrounded, but there's cheering, there's very grateful, you are handed various kind of peculiar vegetable objects that have grown in the Marduk soil, flowers. You're offered guns and ammunition, which is basically the most valuable thing they have.
We'll turn those down. They need them, you know.
We will happily take the feast and leave the rest.
But not that comedy vegetable.
Okay. So the guy who Sam dealt with is going to need, you know, quite intensive medical therapy before he... I mean, he's been
probably
shot
on a different planet.
I mean, he's lost his arm, his leg is about useless, and his eyes and nose and teeth are not where he would normally like to keep them. So he's going to need quite intensive medical therapy. Possibly beyond Ogman levels, because they are more of a militaristic tech.
Okay, well, looking at it...
He's not going to be conscious for... Even in a medical facility, he's not going to be conscious for weeks.
All right, since he's also the one who was using a child as a hostage, I think we should perhaps take him back for, a trial. So on as the one survivor of the crew as such. But I'm all in favour of trying to get the locals on our side and giving them the option of having this fella do some work for them.
If the guy's got some bounty on him, we split the bounty with the village.
That seems fair.
I'm happy to,
We could do that if we can run a search.
I think he'd probably be more useful. I think that'd be more useful than basically some.
I'm thinking of the morale.
You can ping back a message to the starport, which has an up to date bounty list. Upload his ID. I don't know what would be.
Anthrax, what did you say your name was?
No, that was the captain. My name's Philip.
My name's Andrew.
Strephon Alcalakoi, yeah.
I'm just his younger brother.
Blackjack, they call me.
Do they? Or did you make that one up yourself?
No, I just rolled it on the pirate name table.
You have a pirate name table.
I do. Where do you think Opal Twice Vax came from?
I don't believe I'd heard that before.
Okay.
Well, I've got to say, props to Mongoose for that.
Blackjack, they call me. My real name's Philip Greengrass. Does he have a bounty?
Wasn't he from Heartbeat?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I just plucked that from my mind. That's slightly terrifying. He's got a 5,000 credit bounty on him for misdemeanors.
Okay, well, let's give him the option then.
That's not dead or alive. That is just for information leading to his arrest or apprehension.
Right. So I think we should put this to the villagers then. We are not going to let them just kill him, and frankly, they're better than that. So...
You don't know anything about them.
No, I'm appealing
to... It's like being the Marduk version of Summer Isle.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to sort of get a bit... We want them to be as well as just being grateful in the moment, though, I'm trying to get them sort of, you know, you're good people. You can build up from this. You can fight back.
Let's have some kind of social skill from Sam.
What we need is somebody charismatic.
Well, it's more reading them. It may even be anthropology, that kind of.
I've probably got something stupid like
that. You have got something along those lines.
I have got anthropology, actually.
Yeah, you are. You're interested in cultures and other people's.
And I've rolled exactly the number I needed. I rolled a 10.
Well, you don't know where you kind of learn this, but there's something in Marduk history. Slavery is abhorrent to them, and it might not be ideal to suggest even this kind of situation. You can't remember why, but there's something about
it. Let's not suggest it as slavery, then. Given the choice, we can take him back, and the bounty we will, you know, transmit a fair share to you, or you can look after him and he can work off whatever you feel is a fair punishment.
So the headman comes to you, again talking through his son as an interlocutor. It transpires there's not really any interest in him. What they want is his armour and his weapons and any similar things you can get.
I mean, he's not hanging off his ship.
I mean,
they're not
having
everything off the ship. Hang on there.
Well, his armour and his weapons will be, you know, gratefully received.
Yeah, and obviously they can have the stuff off the other guy, but it's got a few holes in it.
Okay. I mean, that's less useful. He wasn't wearing a faceplate, though, so...
And I think there's an important lesson for you all there.
Yeah, no matter how tough you think you're wearing.
He had an armoured arm and leg, and now he doesn't have an arm and leg, so it's not necessarily... Okay. So the upshot of that, yes, they're very great. They haven't got a lot they can offer you. They're not really a big influence planet-wide. You're welcome to return, of course, anytime you want. Why you would, I don't know, because there's not much here for you, but they're very grateful.
No, we're quite happy with the feast around the fire with the guy tied up in the tree.
So again.
Although traditionally it would be the bard.
Yeah, we don't have one of them, so presumably they have to supply one.
Well, we'll just have to tie him up instead.
Jaffa, the damage to the ship that was on the ground is minimal. You'll have to rig up some kind of temporary seal for the hull to take it into
just
orbit.
Duct tape and a tarp.
But it's really not much. You know, it's got no raft anymore, but you can seal behind that. So that's pretty mild. The other ship is quite badly damaged. It took a fair bit of hull damage hitting the floor at that speed. It's going to need
shot.
It's going to need quite a severe deep cleanse of the bridge.
Do we just let them strip it for parts then?
Well, I'm wondering whether we want to just take it for parts.
That's another option. There's certainly, I mean, the jump drive for a start is largely unharmed.
If we can haul it back to a decent shipyard, we can do more with it as a ship than as parts. But that does mean we have to haul it back.
It's structurally intact. It would take taking someone else's ship, if you don't want anyone to know that it was their ship, it is quite a lot of work to strip out all the electrics and the transponders and everything. To make it like a new ship.
But isn't...
I've never, ever done that before.
Isn't this likely to be disguised or under the radar anyway?
The Ogmans are not particularly...
We're not trying to make friends with Ogma here.
No, that's right. So one thing you could potentially do, I'm just spitballing here. You could leave it as it is, and no one is allowed on Ogma except Ogmans. You could potentially, if you wanted to land on Ogma, you could take the largely functioning ship and probably land on Ogma. Otherwise, if people recognize you as Ogman raiders, they're probably not going to be tremendously happy. So you may want to...
What I'm thinking of here is basically take their presumably intimidating fangs and stuff that they've painted on it, cross them out, but leave them visible. so that it is clear to everybody that this used to be an Ogmund raiding ship, and now it isn't anymore.
So we said we've paint over them, but it's not quite enough. We haven't done an undercoat, so it still shows through.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And we give it a nice happy name and a painting of a daisy near the nose.
It's the electronic stuff that's fiddlier to deal with, like the transponder and the record. And
I've got a gun.
It's not just the problem with these things. It's kind of all through the ship, which means you need to strip out all the electrics and things.
People like you are why virus is going to happen.
You could. The other, maybe the easier option would be to try and basically electronically, and Ozan might be better at this, is re-register it with you. It was an Ogmund, as you say, but it's now been bought or sold.
We have the advantage.
Yeah, we need a shell company, don't we?
We have the advantage that we're not in the Imperium. No, we have a shell government.
We're not
in the Imperium, so there's nobody. Somebody from Ogmund can say, "That's my ship, you stole it." And we say, so what?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, there isn't really
can't
a lot
have a go
to
if you think you're hard enough.
Yeah. It's more docking at ports and things if you're recognised as an Ogmund raider.
But we're not going to be using it day-to-day sort of thing. We're either turning it over to our current employers or we're selling it for parts or as a going concern, whichever is the more profitable.
Yeah, as far as repairing the one that's lost the ramp, to be honest, Jaffa, in a space dock with the equipment, could do that in a few hours.
Can I take the ramp on the first one and put it on the second?
You could, but it's still, that's not something you do with your hands.
It's something I can probably do with the equipment that we've got.
It's not. Like a dry dock. Is it a dry dock?
They can manage an A-frame and some rope and a pulley, can't they?
It's doable. Yes, you could. It's going to take you probably.
They built
three
the pyramids
times
with less.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking that at that point, then we have a pretty much a working ship. Well, working is
one of the two.
A little strong when I actually look inside, look at the engine and, it's going to cost you.
Who wired this in?
Yeah.
Who set up this fusion reaction?
Yeah.
Bloody cowboys.
Is that a crisp packet?
You see a crisp packet as a junkie way.
Being technical about it. What you've done, these people don't have enough influence to kind of shift Marduk towards a friendlier port, I'm afraid. But you've certainly... Yes, I think if you stay here a couple of days, then you can certainly fly off with a working Suleiman scout.
My thought is, if we can definitely fly off with one, can we, between... We don't have anything like tractor beams or anything like that.
I was serious when I was saying we could strap it up, and it would take some finicky piloting, but you can actually do that.
I mean, you can basically get in essence, an external crate, can't you? Basically, your ship to the top.
Do we have any bungee cords?
Well,
catapults into the atmosphere.
But you should say that. In essence, that's what I'm talking about. You would basically bungee cord to the bottom of the ship.
Maybe ratchet straps, if we want to be all fancy about it.
I love a ratchet strap. To be honest, the difficult bit is the atmosphere and the gravity. Once you're in space, it's not that difficult. But you've got more than enough capacity in the Harrier to lift this ship up. So again, if you want to spend a couple of days here securing it to your ship.
To do that, I guess, yeah.
Well, it makes sense for us to do that. If we can, do we want to talk to our colleagues in the other ship to see if they don't mind being a prize crew for us flying it back to Dryonyx?
It'll only take one person.
I mean, I could potentially, but I don't really want to.
We need you managing the.
This is a jump two ship, so I think you're a couple of at that speed. You're a couple of jumps away from Dryonyx. So a couple of weeks.
Yeah. But basically, if they don't mind giving us, you know, we'll, and then basically my thought is that at that point then we can either start our own kind of, you know, add it to our own fleet in inverted commas, or we just turn around and say to the guys at Drynax, there you are, I have two okay-ish ships.
One and a half.
Well, one and a half.
Yeah, Drynax, I mean, they're a Class A starport. They can't really build ships in Drynax, but they can fix ships real good.
Yeah. I know, that's what I was doing.
We could probably cut the middle out and make it like a stretch limo type ship. Nobody would recognise it.
Exactly, yeah, a ringer. I think you can even jump space with a ship strapped to you. I might be wrong about
it. Again, it's finicky, but yeah. As long as they're both capable ships in the first place.
Mm.
Or actually, I mean, think of the Type R. Subsidized merchant has that launch slapped on the top.
Yes, yeah. So it is doable. It would just take a bit of calculating. So, well, yeah, it's up to you, really. Your colleagues on the Siren side, you're welcome to change that name, by the way. That's what it was called. I suppose you could potentially register that as a Drynax ship. It's probably better, though, if you have a ship that is not Drynax related.
At the moment, definitely.
So Sendai, sorry, not Siren Sai.
But basically, if we pay them in beer and bags or whatever, or, you know, as a prize ship.
I'm putting in sort of a good word for them at Drynax so they can use that as a port. It's quite handy. Mm-hmm. As well.
Yeah, well, yes, definitely.
Okay, so I'm going to say you spend a couple of days in the company of these lovely natives.
Primitives, yeah.
Primitive 1920 morons. Level. their tech level is 1920, but they haven't really got an industrial base. They haven't. It's much more.
You're saying 1920, but are we talking 1920 in, you know, the Belgian Congo, or are we talking 1920 in Southern America, or some differences in sort of material?
Kazakhstan,
1920. Yes, 1920 in Chicago or Detroit, for example. Might be slightly different.
They had the tech there.
To be honest, it's probably more Russian village of the 1920s. You know, they had an industrial base, but largely their subsistence and primitive.
They've been shafted, haven't they, really? They've had a rough time.
That sort of level of tech. So, you can get back to Marduk. Where are you going? So, yeah, okay, basically, okay, what are you doing with these two ships?
I think we need to get these ships back to Drynax as a priority.
I think so. And either they can take them off our hands for a substantial amount of money that we owe them.
We don't owe Drynax anything particularly.
Well, we do every month.
Yeah. I mean, you've already earned enough to pay off this month.
Yeah.
I mean, building
the fleet is important to me.
That's
how we win. We're in multiple places at once.
That does seem like a sound policy.
Problem is, we need.
Speaking of the future campaign, that might be helpful. On the other hand, these ships are worth several mega credits. Each, I would have thought. I don't have.
You mean mega credits?
Am I right that you are escorting the ships back / flying them back? Are you involving this Ascendi crew at all, or are they just going about their business? Also,
I don't think we need to.
Okay. Are you speaking of this Ascendi? Have you got like a tithe on them? Are they supposed to pay you a certain amount, or are they just your comrades when you need them?
I think they're paying us in intelligence.
Okay, all right.
Traffic reports, sighting reports.
And it's slightly reciprocal. If they need your help, they will let you know. Okay.
Let me stop laughing.
And that's when we take that crisp packet and just crumple it in front of the thing. Like, sorry, we've got a really bad signal. Can't hear what you're saying there.
Okay. Are you going via the Marduk High Port? Are you dropping the guy off for the bounty or?
Yeah.
Blackjack? Yes, we ought to.
Okay.
I mean, we'll do that. We'll drop him off. Actually, what we'll do is we'll fly over, drop him off, get the bounty,
not
give
like
half
that.
Of it. give half of it to the villagers.
Yeah.
Seems that. I mean, you know. I mean, my thing is that.
So you're keeping 2.5.
And give them 2.5.
That, I mean, that's. Yeah. Okay. Cool. That's fair enough. He goes into Marduk or the Judico
we come
custody.
Back and report master, but hey.
What are you doing with the all right chap?
No, can we get any money for him?
I mean, we certainly need to manacle him in a room somewhere, don't we?
It's really hard to manacle a guy with one arm. But
I mean, basically, anybody we can, you know, anybody we can basically get bounty for, we just hand over for the bounty.
Well, let's say you get another 5. So basically, you earn 5. The villagers earn 5. They, you've got a village. You've got a basically a happy port on Marduk whenever you go want to go. But it's not, you know, it's not going to do you a lot unless you're in the mood for ukulele music, which they're very keen on in that part of the.
Well, I knew there was something I liked.
Civilized.
I mean, they're murderous cannibals, but otherwise,
yeah, it's hardly.
So
mentioning that, is it?
So you drag the ships into orbit. So basically, you have one scout strapped to the Harrier. The other scout, Jaffa is flying. Is that right?
I guess so.
Okay.
Well, I prefer not to, because, to be honest, like I say, it'd be better for us to use the.
I don't think we've got anybody else who is a pilot and navigator and at least basic engineer, which is what you really want. Now we could potentially recruit somebody, but
yeah.
Oh well, while we're here, hang on. Let me just have a quick look. If we're stopping off the airport anyway.
I have navigate hyperspace, I have pilots, my performance spacecraft, and sleep.
You probably want someone else on board, I would suggest.
No.
Just as a backup.
That kid seems like a go-getter. What are we
having?
I tell you what, Sam, you can have him with you.
Moses,
if you have somebody else on board, you can't hear the voices.
Beady beady eat lads.
It's up to you if you want to be on your own flight. I mean, they're designed to be flown by one person. You can put it on automatic, and you, if you astrogate right, you'll be in sync anyway. You'll appear next to each other and then move on to the next plane. But
okay.
when you're in jump space,
but if we don't,
you're on your own.
I thought if we were in convoy in jump space, you can actually talk to each other.
I don't think you can in jump space. Can you? I may be misunderstanding that.
You can't. It's isolated.
Yeah, okay, I think you're basically on your own. But ideally, you come out and sync.
Right.
Okay. Well, so is it just Jaffa on the other scout ship?
I would far prefer to have used the other guys that we know.
Well, that would involve waiting another week for them to come back. So it's doable, but they are not in system. They are in.
Yeah, but it's going to take us probably about most of that time to get stuff up into orbit anyway.
If it's not even as easy as that, because you have to get a message to them and then they have to jump back.
Well, no, my thing is that we send a message and then we start doing all the work.
If you're just looking for an engineer's mate, then we can hire somebody on.
Or we hire somebody.
That's going to be way quicker.
Actually, that's a good point. I am a spacer's spacer.
Spacer's spacer.
Not okay. Just a spacer.
Oh yeah, I am a talent. Born space. I have a +3 reaction to spacer boys.
He was a spacer boy. He says, "See you later, boy." And you get a whole week with them in jump space. 2 weeks, in fact. You can hire on a space.
No idea how to deal with this information.
To be honest, from Serenity, but that's a whole different story.
That would be a significant luck roll.
Your character, on the other hand.
You can certainly hire like a co-pilot, trustworthy enough.
If somebody were a co-pilot on their own, that would be a bit of a matter, but as it is, should be okay.
I mean, I don't know. So, problem is that because of my voice box and lack of it, and the fact that basically
come on my spaceship.
That just
I'll teach you things you never imagined.
Yeah, you see that's how disturbing it is.
You won't believe what you can do in zero gravity.
I'm never going to be able to watch Buck Rogers again, that's for certain.
At that point, you really want the bungee cords.
Yeah, tweaked.
It would cost you about $5,000 to get someone. Hire them on for a couple of weeks to get them to Drinex.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's probably well worth it for us.
Well, that's all your income destroyed.
Well,
not quite, because you have got 2 new, very expensive spaceships.
Yeah.
Okay, let's skip to 2 weeks later. Presumably you're jumping to Torpol? Torpol Drinex. Okay, you aren't there very long.
Just to refuel.
Torpol and Drinex, which brings us today, if you like, 52.
We need to talk about calendars at some point, but yes.
Yes, I'll share my spreadsheet that I'm working on. Okay, several weeks later, Ozan is distracted. As you've noticed previously when you went through jump space, he's distracted, but he's even more distracted. The whole 2 weeks you're in jump space, he's quiet, more moody than normal, and seems unhappy. But is there anything you guys want to do in the 2 weeks you have? Jaffa's probably filling with his new spaceship, cleaning the blood off the bridge. But anything anyone particularly wants to do in the 2 free weeks you have in jump space?
Probably just be, in the pilot's chair with my feet up on some controls that might be quite important, reading a slightly trashy pulp novel and getting through some rye whiskey.
Something we probably have, without needing to spend extra for training materials or whatever, run up some basic simulations on how to fire a turret and start learning gunner skill.
Very wise, yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, 2 weeks later, you emerge from the peculiar other space around the orbit of Drinex. Heading towards the floating palace. You are hailed by King Oleb. King Oleb, online one.
Your Majesty.
The wanderer's return. How's your first fishing expedition been?
It is Colonel Kay. You're absolutely right.
Well, yeah, 2 more ships.
2 more ships? Wonderful.
And spreading the word about the good old Empire.
It goes well, then.
That's a start. It's a start.
I noticed a few scratches on my Harrier.
Well, yeah, it's a combat ship. We're using it in combat.
Quite right, too. Excellent job. I had a report back from Margaret. She was very impressed with your capabilities.
I'm sorry, it's just, I had a report back from Margaret, just sounds... I don't know, the whole space the pirate thing slightly pirate goes out Margaret. The window. Say, Margaret, how's the space piracy going?
Well, carry on. I think we should have a feast when you return. Any of you use grav belts?
Been known.
Ah, perhaps we could have a swooping feast. I'll get the courtiers involved.
Hang on, that's a different skill. Never mind. How can it be?
I've got aerobatics.
Pilot flight back pack. It's separate from pilot contragravity.
You're given something of a hero's welcome.
I've got aerobatics, I've got freefall. What do you need?
When you return to Drinnock. The two ships are taken away for repair and inspection.
My thought is, at the very least, that they can have one of them. They can have the more bashed up one.
Well, let's see how we go.
Yeah, I mean, depending on how much things cost. I mean, the other thought as well is we have a lot of things to fix up our ship. So flogging off those two, worst case scenario, might do a lot for this, perhaps.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what they're...
If we can keep all the ships, I would like to, but let's see how it goes.
I'm wondering the attitude of the emperor here to, you know, whether he'll want a cut of
the jib.
Not the jib. So, well, I mean, you know, if the jib is part of the ship, yeah.
Okay, Sam. As you a day or two later, as you're well feasted, well, no, that's not right.
Hung?
No. You're walking through the opulent corridors of Drinnock. It's a bit like the best way to imagine it is like Naboo on the Phantom. It's all marble.
Naboo is I think his brother on the Mighty Boosh, isn't it?
No, the extremely opulent. I forget there is a real world palace they used, isn't there? For
the Marty Boosh, I don't think so. I'm mostly studio based.
You are you're walking through the corridor, and you
kind of Versailles, but less good.
Versailles, it is. Well, Versailles, yeah, maybe as gaudy. I mean, we're not talking White Ice levels of gaudy, but it's tastefully gaudy rather
are we talking
than
Mar-a-Lago.
It's not Mar-a-Lago. It's not like Liberace to the max. It's Versailles is actually not a bad way of looking at it.
One of the impressions I got from looking at the background was, you know, there would have been a masterpiece in every room. Now there are 16 masterpieces in one room, and the other 15 have people camping in them.
Have been and a lot of the masterpieces have been sold off. But you are wandering through the corridors. Sam, when you are... You're just walking past... please bear with me as I look at the many, many... okay. Sort of a kindly elderly man sort of walking toward... A bit like probably... the most likely sort of... quick shortcut to your brain would be like the Dungeon Master from the Dungeons and Dragons cartoon. He's dressed in kind of long robes. He's very kindly. He's got his hands crossed towards you. This you recognise is the Imperial Consul, Theo Pollock. He's basically the ambassador from the Imperium to Drinnax. And he walks
back bastard.
And turns to look at you.
Is he quite short?
He's got quite long robes. He is follicularly challenged. I don't know if tech level 14 has solved male pattern baldness, but regardless, he is
follicularly funny.
Okay, well, he is comedically bald. Nothing funny about going bald is the
harsh,
but
just harsh.
Mr. Zalesk. Zalesk, I believe, isn't it? Quite the hero's welcome you had from our king.
Yes, well, he was very generous with his time.
Yes, it's a generous man, isn't it? Generous man, Mr. Olib. Sorry. His Highness, I should say. You said,
yes, you probably should.
Channeling Paul of Cthulhu for some reason. I wonder what interest he would have in relatively... I hope you don't mind me saying... minor spacefarer. You're close to the... To His Highness, the cousin of our great emperor? Distant cousin.
Distant cousin? No, I wouldn't say close. But, you know, I don't think there's much going on around here, and they like to throw a party as much as anyone else.
Exuberant at the return of you and your companions.
Well, we do owe them a lot of money, yes. I think they were very glad to see us. You know, it was a risky loan, but we'll pay them back probably.
Humour. I see. quite the humorous gentleman, Mr. Vallis. I wonder if you're from the Imperium yourself, originally.
I don't know. Where does it cover these days?
It's more or less humour you're so renowned for.
Am I renowned? Good heavens. I thought you were saying they were being extravagant.
Well, it starts about 9 past 6 that away, and keeps going.
Mr. Vallis, I wonder if you'll be so bold, and certainly, if you don't mind me saying, you have been bold, perhaps you could let me know exactly what it is you do in the service of our great friend, the Olib. Meister, King Olib. Blessed be his name.
It's ambassador played by Mark Heap, is it?
I knew I was reaching for someone.
You're channeling someone. Well, mostly it's just sort of filling in for a courier, you know, just when you've got to get a message out, just forgotten relative's birthday, that kind of thing.
Okay. But seldom seen, our king. Really leaning into the mark here now. Seldom seen our king. I'm excited about a courier, as he has been about you. Court with your return.
It's not us as people. It's more the news we bring.
Indeed. And forgive me for being impertinent.
No.
Oh. that humour again. It's very, very funny.
Again, no.
I noticed my little birdies tell me you may have inherited, if that's the right word, one of the old ships of the Sindarian Empire, is that right? A Harrier, if rumours are to be believed.
One of the old Sindarian Harrier? My word, somebody has been filling your head with ideas, haven't they? Perhaps it was delivered to us by a fairy princess. We're hardly likely to see something like that, and I don't think it would be... Even for the king's personal couriers, which we're hoping to get the go-ahead to take on that particular role. But I don't think even for that he'd hand over a Harrier. I'm sure he'd have far better use for it.
Unlikely, isn't it?
Well, you see, the thing is, at the moment we're purely freelance, so...
I do quite understand.
Yes, so that means that really, as far as I'm concerned, an ambassador is no more important than any other random person.
All right. Well,
so you'll forgive me if I don't really take up much more of your time.
No, I would. I actually, as me, they would not like to take up any more of your time.
Well, excellent. That is.
So I believe I win. And he strolls off down the corridor in a...
And I will just... behind him.
Wow. Well, and that is your first encounter with Theo Pollock.
Yep, he's dead.
Yep.
Absolutely no reason to keep that man alive.
Yep. I was, you know, funny you should say that. That was exactly my thought.
Yeah, it's not as if he has a good name.
There's a terrible, terrible accident in that man's future, and I think it may involve getting the hem of his robes caught in something like an escalator machinery or
an anal disintegrator.
Gonna be nasty.
An anal disintegrator.
That's a space thing. You need that from time to time. Anyway, that's all we've got time for tonight. and yeah, we'll probably run a couple more sessions, depending on what you do and where you go. And then we'll
yeah, whether we're wanted for murder by then. Or...
yeah, well, as you know, hopefully I will have something for the Victorian as a very short one-off.
Cool.
Like to try another game.
Yeah, and I have Bayern ready to go. The other group has got ahead of you again, so.
What? Cancel Drinex.
It's not a race.
It is, though. God, yeah, but they didn't pay proper attention to the stuff that we'd... Anyway, sorry.
I mean, let's be honest about it. If it was a race, we'd be going in the wrong direction.
But we'd be doing it thoroughly. No, we wouldn't. But we'd be... No. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, everyone.
Oh, thank you, Nick.
No, it's
thank
brilliant. You. Like, really, really enjoyed it.
And well done. You're three ships up in only four sessions. That's not bad, is it?
That's going all right, I think. Right, I will catch up with you soon. I may not be around for next week. It's up in the air at the moment.
Fair days.
But I may not be online with the sort of connection that we need.
We shall wait with Badger Brated Breath.
Two character points.
That was a fairly action-packed session. Three character points for that.
Three character points. And can we spend our character points?
Oh, yeah, you're on. You've had 2 weeks in jump space, that's fine. Yeah.
Cool,
yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll have to look at that, I guess. Thank you, then. Good night.
Cheers. Bye, everybody.